It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we've been talking about the road to recovery. Today we're going to focus in on love that forgives, and scripture comes from Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. You know what? That is a hard word to swallow, isn't it? Forgiveness. Man, that is one of the hardest expressions of love and one of the purest ones that you can give, because it's so easy for us to love somebody who's treating us nice, isn't it? But when things turn around and people hurt you, those people who say those harsh things and betray your trust or act like you don't matter anymore, that's where love gets real, doesn't it? And that forgiveness, man, it can really be a hard pill to swallow sometimes. But to love out loud sometimes means whispering a prayer through those tears. It could be like, Lord, help me forgive them. Because forgiveness isn't really about excusing their behavior. It's not excusing what happened. It's about releasing what's still holding on to you. And when we refuse to forgive, we give that hurt more power than it deserves. But when we hand it to God, we take that power back. And there's a freedom in forgiveness that can't be found anywhere else. It breaks the cycle of bitterness. It restores our peace, and it opens the door for healing, not just for the other person, but for you too. Some people will just never apologize. My friends and I have had this discussion this week. Sometimes you don't get that closure. You know, it just happens that way. Some people will deeply hurt you. Some people are only meant to be in a portion of your life, maybe for a season, and then they're gone. And that's okay, because you don't forgive because they deserve it. You forgive because you, my friend, deserve the peace. Jesus modeled this so perfectly on the cross. With the weight of the world's sin pressing down on him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That kind of love is just divine, but it's also the kind that we are called to live out every day. Maybe today you're holding on to some pain from somebody's words, maybe a betrayal, maybe just something that has deeply disappointed you. Maybe that person is a family member. Maybe it's an old friend. Maybe it's something that you've done that you're just still walking around with and holding on. Let it go. Not for them, but for your own heart. Because God can heal what was broken if you only open your hands and receive it. And it's really hard, because it's hard to forgive narcissistic or difficult people. We all know, we've all been there. You know, these are those people who take advantage of your kindness, who manipulate, who twist the truth, who use guilt as a weapon. But you can forgive them without continuing to let those people hurt you. Because forgiveness doesn't mean keeping those toxic people in your circle. What it really means is setting healthy boundaries and praying for them from a distance. You can walk in peace without walking back into that pain. And loving out loud doesn't mean tolerating abuse, but it does mean showing grace while protecting your spirit. Jesus himself walked away from crowds who wanted to harm him, and you can too. When you forgive, you're not saying, it's fine. What you're saying is, I won't let you steal my joy any longer, and I know that you can do it. Is there somebody right now that you need to forgive? Is there some message that you've been thinking about? Maybe you were thinking about it in church last week. Maybe this is a reminder for you. It's time today to start healing your hurt and offer that forgiveness. Lord, we know that the forgiveness isn't always easy, but you've shown us what true forgiveness looks like. Help us release the hurt, the bitterness, and the need for revenge. Teach us to forgive those who don't understand the pain that they've caused in our lives, and give us wisdom to set boundaries when needed. But never let my heart grow hard. Thank you for forgiving us time and time and time again. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.